الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama ikram and brothers in Islam, Alhamdulillah, you have been seated here from 10 o'clock or from 10:15. And our respected guests that have come before me, Hazrat Abbas Sahab, Damat Barakatuhu, MashaAllah, he has in detail explained to me and all of us the importance, the significance of establishing the masjid, the object of the masjid, the qualities of those people that frequent the masjid, and the benefit and the great virtues of spending the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Ibrahim Sahib Dan Barakatu has very few words expounded and given us also the message of the Quran and the unity of the hearts, which is the requirement of this day and which will be a means, inshallah, of drawing of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These were all positive aspects that they had expounded upon and explained. I wish to mention few aspects that pertain to the adab and etiquette of the masajid. We find on one hand the constructive forces, and on the other hand we find the destructive forces. Like Hazrat Mawlana Abbas Sahib explained, that sincerity is of vital importance. When we carry out any amal and any deed, it has to be filled with sincerity for the acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there are any negative animals, any destructive forces that come with that action and amal, then they will be totally destroyed. They will be rendered null and void in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same vein, I would like to mention the etiquettes that pertain to the masajids, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is true appreciation of the houses of Allah? The masjid, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, the most beloved portion of the earth, the most beloved portion of the town, the most beloved ground is where the masjids are established. It is the most liked and beloved and most dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we are sitting here in one of those choicest portions of the land and ground. When we sit in any masjid, this is the real reality of that masjid. Some ahadith we gather that they are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One place says, Musayyib rahmatullahi mentions, when you sit in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if you are sitting in the majlis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine? We feel so proud and honored, we sit in the masjid of a certain sheikh, certain buzruk. Sayyid bin Musayyib rahmatullahi mentions, when you're sitting in the masjid, you are sitting in the majlis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can imagine the position and status of the masjids. Because there are so many in our community, they are so rife, we found them. We find sometimes we don't show them the true appreciation. We don't know the true value. In one hadith, Rasulullah s.a.w. tells us that when you pass by the orchards of paradise, the maratum biryadil jannah farta'u, then eat of the fruits, of grace therein. Companions of Rasulullah s.a.w. tell him, O Prophet of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, ma riyadul jannah? What are the orchards? What are the plantations and orchards of paradise? Rasulullah s.a.w. says, al-masajid, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the orchards of paradise. These are the places where you go in and graze. Companions ask, O Prophet of Allah, what is grazing therein? Rasulullah s.a.w. says, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Yet in some hadith we find that the marketplaces of the marketplace of the Akhirah, the bazaars of the Akhirah, so to say, are the masjids, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whomsoever will come in here, he is the guest of Allah. He is the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all hear, Duyufur Rahman, when you go for Hajj, these are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely they are. But even that person that comes into the masjid, he is also the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So there are various names given to the masjids. As I mentioned, Ahabbul Bilad or Riyadul Jannah. Similarly, the bazaars of the Akhirah. These are all those centers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us tawfiq to establish. And the Muslims, wherever they go, one of the salient features or the exclusive features of a mu'min is this, that wherever he goes, he establishes the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like it was highlighted earlier, the first amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he enters into Madinah al-Munawwara is to establish the Masjid al-Nabawi, which is the nucleus and the center and a place of activity, the hive of activity of the Muslim Ummah is the Masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi mentions in Ajib Tarjumat al-Bab, Hal yuqalu Masjid fulan? Is it permissible to attribute the Masjid to a certain group of people? Like this Masjid, many people say today, the Chuhan's Masjid is opening. The Chuhan's Masjid is opening. This is not Chuhan's Masjid. Wa anna al-masajid lillah. Allah Ta'ala says the Masjid belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi puts a question mark here on the Tarjumat al-Bab. Is it permissible to attribute the Masjid to Bani Fulan, to the sons of Fulan, the children of Fulan, children of Chuhan, or the family of so-and-so, or the Saleji family, or a certain family? No. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجَدِ لِلَّهِ The Masjids belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. There is no person. That Masjid that belongs to somebody is not a Masjid. That Masjid that belongs to somebody is not a Masjid in the terminology of the Fuqaha. Because the Masjid will have to be waqf. It'll have to be taken out from the ownership of a person and attributed and given out to the ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will be called a Masjid. So we should remember here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to establish this Masajid. There's time constraints that Allah has mentioned to you. What is this value of the Masjid? Go and ask those people for whom it takes $500,000 just to get their parking lot right. Go and ask those people that have to go through years of presenting their petitions to the government to establish a Masjid. Go and ask those people who have all the money, but their laws prohibit them from calling out the azan. The laws prohibited them from frequenting the Masjid. Go to those countries where the army is standing and you are not allowed to go into the Masjid. Go to those countries where you find written on the wall there, only a certain amount of people are allowed in this Masjid. Go to those Masjids when the police come on the day of Eid to say, you have exceeded the limits in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us so easily. Every corner and every nook of our country, we have these beautiful houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go in wherever we want, to frequent wherever we want, to sit there as long as we want. We have all the facilities, like Ibn Abbas Sabit mentioned, we have all the facilities, even the aircons now in the Masjid. What is the true appreciation of the Masjid? Is to fulfill the rights of the Masjid. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions 15 rights, but I have no time to go into the difference. After mentioning all those rights he mentions, if you have fulfilled all that, if you have carried out all these rights, then you have fulfilled the rights of the Masjid. And then that Masjid can become a place of peace and security and aman for you, if you have carried out all those rights. I will just mention a few things here. We find that they are impacting negatively in our society in the current situation. One is the cell phones. Our Masjids, the Masjid is supposed to be a place that is completely peace. You should remember, basically in principle, there are two aspects. One is, it is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That demands that we should respect and honor the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times and under all circumstances. It is not permissible for any person to show disrespect to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Abbas Sahib has already emphasized, وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ The piety of the heart demands that you revere and show honor and respect to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is this house, whether it is a house built in Amlazi, whether it is a masjid built, some dilapidated state it is. It is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it demands respect. It demands respect of every mu'min. You should show respect and honor to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a masjid can never become, you can never leave its status. You cannot transfer a masjid after 2 years into a house, into a storeroom, etc. This will remain a masjid right up to the akhirah, right up to the day of judgment. And like Mullah Abbas Sahib said, on the day of judgment, it will not be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as I can recall, it will come together and it will be taken into paradise. This is how honored this piece of earth becomes. The house of one day, a certain stray thought crossed my mind. Look at the benevolence and graciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not demand that his house has to be built with a very big size, or in a particular area, you build a house just following the general principles of the Sharia, simplicity, etc. of the Masjid, and you build a house where it is convenient for you, where it is convenient for you, the Muslim Ummah, you build the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it all those gracious, the blessings, the barakat and the nur, etc. is found in that house that you have built, in the area that you have chosen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful towards His servant that any house, any masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we frequent, a hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, Afniyatullah, these are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Adinallah ayyurfa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered and instructed, they should be honored and respected. وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put barakat in these places. مَيْمُونَةٌ مَيْمُونَةٌ أَهْلُهَا They are blessed. And the people that frequent the masjid, they are also blessed. مَحْفُوزَةٌ مَحْفُوزَةٌ أَهْلُهَا And they are safeguarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people that come into the masjid, they are also safeguarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ Those people are in their namaz. وَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي هَوَاعِجِهِمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full busy fulfilling their needs and requirements while they are busy in salat. Hum fi masajidillah. They are in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu min waraihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is safeguarding their interests, their wives, their properties, their shops, etc. from behind while they are busy in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.